This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
44-year-old Greek social democrat Eva Kaili was arrested in Belgium on Friday over allegations she was part of a group accepting bribes from Qatar in exchange for promoting policies friendly to that country. Belgian officials announced more information about specific criminal charges against her are due to be announced on Wednesday. Weather is front and center on this Tuesday. Much of the central United States, from the Rocky Mountains to the Midwest, are bracing Tuesday for blizzard-like conditions, while states further south were warned of the risk of flash flooding and tornadoes from a massive storm going across the country. An automatic recount confirmed Monday that Colorado Republican Representative Lauren Boebert won her re-election bid in the 3rd Congressional District against the Democrat challenger. Just before he was scheduled to talk with U.S. lawmakers in Washington, the U.S. government had FTX cryptocurrency founder Sam Bankman-Fried arrested in the Bahamas.
FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried is in custody after being arrested in the Bahamas. The country's attorney general said the U.S. had filed unspecified criminal charges against the former crypto billionaire and was likely to request his extradition. Bankman-Fried was expected to testify before a House committee this week. He's being investigated for his role following FTX's sudden collapse last month. I'm Victoria Idoni.
Democrat Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer on Monday said he wants more time to work on a government budget that expires Friday.
Later this week, members should be prepared to take quick action on a CR, a one-week CR, so we can give appropriators more time to finish a full funding bill before the holidays.
USA Radio News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
The Twitter files being released by Elon Musk is exposing the federal government and Twitter employees meeting weekly to censor free speech and shadow ban others at a time of a presidential election. Representative Jim Jordan, Republican from Ohio, on Fox.
And it was intimidation and the whole pressing back and suppressing this key information just days before the most important election we have, the presidential election in the fall of 2020. So, yeah, we got to look into this.
Russian President Vladimir Putin will not hold a year-end news conference this year, suspending an annual tradition that dates back to the early days of his presidency. This year would mark the first time in a decade that Putin did not hold the event in December. Some are speculating his health may be in question. The government keeps pushing back their budget that expires Friday. This and other topics are taking shape up on the Hill this Tuesday.
Topping the list of must-pass bills, funding the government in the short term or longer term. The government runs out of money on Friday if there's no resolution. The defense bill is now in the Senate's hands. It may consider amendments this week. Democrats want more aid for Ukraine and worry that some Republicans will try to derail that if it's pushed to the next Congress. and the big long shot, an immigration bill that conservatives label amnesty. But the measure may get the support of the Border Patrol Union, which has been talking to senators from both parties. I'm Rich Johnson.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
After the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Daniel Greenfield, a Shulman Journalism Fellow at the Freedom Center, is an investigative journalist and writer focusing on the radical left and Islamic terrorism, and he joins us now. Daniel, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
It's great to be back. Thank you.
Well, Daniel, we saw conservatives taking a stand and coming back and taking over school systems across the country. In some cases, very dramatic. Other cases, we wished it was more dramatic. But it seems the American people, we can maybe thank COVID, in a sense, saw behind the veil and saw what these teachers were doing to our kids.
Absolutely. So many parents, and I mean people who are generally apolitical, were furious. So many of what happened during COVID, the school shutdowns, the forced masking of children, that there was a backlash, and add on the critical race theory, the sexualization in schools, and there was a wave for Republicans, for conservatives, even for parents who are not necessarily conservative. There are liberal mm-hmm. parents involved in this, but who hate what is going on. And this is a case where actually, you know, the individual activism, the power of the Tea Party made a comeback. We might not have seen the gains that we would have wanted to in the midterms, but locally there were some impressive results, especially in some blue areas like New York and California. And what's going on in Florida is, of course, transformative.
Right, exactly. And the thing is, you know, people were looking, as you say, and you referenced a red wave. We were calling it an American wave because you had so many people, as you said, apolitical. They don't want to be involved with the politics, but they see something that is fundamentally wrong, especially when it comes to their kids.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you touch people's children, that is a red line. And, you know, you can really see the split, even in the midterms, even in the overall polling, where these single women, yes, were focused, laser focused on abortion, make sure there are no kids. They voted for the Democrats. But married women absolutely came out for Republicans because if you have kids, it doesn't matter what your politics are. You are angry and disgusted at what's going on with the schools and what was going on in 2020.
Well, and the thing is, we're seeing the hypersexualization of our kids. I mean, this is beyond age appropriate, and it causes you to wonder, you know, what are they doing here? Why are they grooming our kids? What's around the bend that we're not seeing, Daniel?
Yeah, this is the fruits of identity politics. They began with pushing racism in the schools. Now it's we've got to groom kids. We've got to sexualize them. Parents absolutely do not understand this, even though people who are liberals and Democrats do not understand this because they don't understand the larger agenda, which is that to the left, schools are a point of transformation. Their way to mobilize and radicalize the next generation and transform them into professional victims. Mm-hmm. That means you have to eliminate their current identities and you have to recreate them according to whatever the latest victimhood identity is. If they're any kind, members of any kind of minority group, you've got to convince them that they're victims and that they should be outraged. If they're not, then you've got to, on top of that, sexualize them. You've got to turn them into one member or another of the 72 genders, the countless rotating list of sexual fetishes that they're pushing. And it's evil. Back in the day, we called this sexual abuse.
Exactly. And the thing is that history has shown us time and again that that is always, the epicenter of this kind of transformative change. If they can take over the schools and start pushing their agenda to young kids, then, the rest follows here. And I don't know, Daniel, maybe by the grace of God, call it what you want to call, but, we know God does not like it when people mess around with his children.
Absolutely not. This is how you know when a society is turning to absolute evil, when it's begun to distort, transform, and abuse its own children. We can kind of look to the Bible and see the example of Moloch. You have a society bringing its children as sacrifices for political gain.
Right. And certainly you could use that that metaphorically and associate it with what's happened with the whole abortion industry and how this has been turned on its head. 63 million plus babies. We're not even counting those that we've lost by way of abortifacient. You cannot have a culture killing its progeny off to the levels that we are and still continue.
No, you cannot. This is what's happening. We're headed for replacement as far as birth rates are concerned. We've become a society that is not looking to the future, that is not interested in life, but that is focused on death. And,
yes.
It's become a cult of death.
Yeah, exactly. And then they're surprised that we have such a rise in crime, schools under attack, safe zones that you and I grew up with are no longer.
We're seeing suicide. I mean, we're seeing suicide among 8-year-olds. These are completely horrifically unprecedented things. We're poisoning our children. We're destroying them. And then we wonder, why are there mass shootings in schools? It's the guns. No, we're seeing children committing suicide. This is not about gun culture. It's about the fact that they're destroying childhood innocence.
Right. Well, our moral fiber is compromised, and when our compass is lost, as the Bible tells us very clearly, a people without vision will perish. We are perishing. We are exactly what the Bible told us we were going to do. This was all established long before we came on this earth. God had instituted. He had, in a sense, it's all baked in the cake. And when we do things according to God's will and God's plan, it goes well for us, as he told Cain. We mess with that system, and we get the America that we live with today. And you just wonder, Daniel, how much more can we withstand? Or, as some have suggested, even Dr. Billy Graham saying that we are in the last of the last days.
We've said it before, and every time we think it's as bad as it's going to get, and 10 years, 20 years down the road, unfortunately, we see that it can get worse. But there's also hope. There are elements, what we're seeing as far as parents fighting back, as far as parents choosing homeschooling, fighting for school choice. Parents are trying to save their children. That's very important because things have to get really bad for a lot of people to wake up, and I think things have gotten really bad.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, which to a point, I was talking with my daughter-in-law over the weekend, Daniel. This was incredible. She has 20 young girls, and of course, by even me referring to them as girls is a problem. And I mean, this is in a conservative area of Orange County, Irvine, California. She has to be really careful with the language she uses. She's got to refer to them as TikTokers. She cannot refer to them in any gender whatsoever, or there's a violation and a penalty flag is thrown out. I mean, this is how bizarre this has gotten, that even in a place where you think, no, not in Irvine, not in Orange County, California, which was once the conservative central of the state of California, that's all gone.
Well, there's also a lot of regulation from the top down. What they've done in California very effectively is just rigged everything through Sacramento, regardless of what people locally want to do. They've done that, of course, at the federal level through the Department of Education and numerous other agencies. Once you have this pipeline of aid and all the conditions that come with it, then they can micromanage every single school and push their destructive agenda into every single classroom.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I believe a bit of the wave was started. We like to refer to it as an American wave, because if this country is going to get back on track, we need to return to first principles. And those first principles, obviously, are intertwined with Judeo-Christian principles and our moral compass, which I believe that we have lost. But it doesn't mean just because we lost it, it could be forever. By God's grace and mercy, maybe we could find it again. We've got more from Daniel after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Thank you.
Talk America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Daniel Greifeld is our guest, a Shulman Journalism Fellow at the Freedom Center. And he's an investigative journalist and writing focusing on radical left and Islamic terrorism. Daniel, to kind of wrap up what we were talking about in the first segment, interesting that Congress, the Senate, would approve, which basically amounts to a redefinition of marriage. It was the Respect for Marriage Act, which really is the Disrespect for Marriage Act, that I don't believe people even understand how complicated and how many doors of perversion are going to be opened up as a result of this.
It's absolutely Pandora's box. And what this bill does, which none of the Republicans who betrayed us by voting for it wants to say, this was eliminating the Defense of Marriage Act, which was meant to protect religious freedom and, you know, marriage. Instead, they've decided to eliminate marriage by redefining it until it means absolutely nothing. Obviously, we've already gone to gay marriage. Beyond that, we're going to increasingly polygamy. That's being slowly legalized to the court, and there's no argument for not legalizing it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, every definition beyond that, the left is, particularly in San Francisco and the Bay Area, is now working on legalizing pederasty, lowering mm-hmm. the age of consent further and further. And beyond that, well, you've got people who identify as animals. We had Sam Brittain, the so-called kink activist, who was appointed to a high position in the Biden administration as drag queen, who just was caught stealing women's luggage. The thing about perversion, which the Bible understands, which religious people understand, is that it is absolutely bottomless, and they're opening this, and they mean for our society to go all the way to the bottom.
Exactly. Well, Jonathan Cahn has a new book out. Maybe you've read it, Daniel, The Return of the Gods. It is quite prescient and appropriate today because the gods of ancient Israel, the gods of the history past that we thought were locked up, we see their heads rising. Everything that involves, you know, all this sexual perversion and manifestation that's in our culture today are clearly resultant, as I see and as Jonathan has written about, is tied to the return of the gods.
We're seeing the worse society gets, the more we see the need for God. And as a society, we're increasingly abandoning God. We're abandoning religion. A few years ago, I noted the majority of white Democrats no longer identify as religious people as Christians. In the UK, we've seen Christians become a minority. Among 18 to 24s, there's been a dramatic decrease in religiosity to a frightening degree. But, you know, when things go to their worst, then we have, you know, two choices. One, we can fall all the way down, or we can go up, and that's what the choice our society has.
Yeah, exactly. I think that in some cases, I use the analogy as defying gravity. This is what this culture has been doing. Sooner or later, it's going to get tired of hitting the ground and getting bruised and broken.
You certainly have to hope for it. You know, so many people are actually waking up. People are saying this. They're afraid to speak up. The media censors their existence. But sometimes when you look at the polls, the numbers are very striking. Majorities now of people in their 30s and 40s do believe that children are under threat. They believe that a lot of this agenda is destructive. They just don't exactly know where to turn. And as part of it, it's our job to tell them where to turn.
We keep talking about our constitutional rights, the three most powerful words in the Constitution, which the Biden administration et al. Have been trying to mitigate, and that is we the people. They're trying to homogenize that term or take it out altogether because they realize how powerful it is. And I believe, like you do, that when a majority of Americans realize what their rightful authority is, in that whole idea of our Constitution and what is enumerated there in the Declaration of We the People, this is what them, the elites, are so afraid of, Daniel, in my humble opinion. What do you think?
They are terrified of that. The founding of this country was a revolution. It was this startling attempt to rebuild society based on religious principles, but based on individual freedom. I said that people really are can be trusted to make their own decisions. Everything the left has done has gone in the other direction. All this perversion, all these abuses come about precisely because the left is forcing them from the very top down. And you we see this in totalitarian countries, they're absolutely morally dysfunctional, no matter how much they claim that their authorities are the sources of morality. Our authorities are the sources of immorality. We see this from the Biden administration, Hunter Biden, on down.
Mm-hmm.
Reclaiming the right, the power of each individual choice to make their religious decisions, to turn to God, that is absolutely transformative.
Mm-hmm. Did you think it's quite interesting that here we've got Blinken saying, you know, that, you know, he's got a problem with Iran and China because of religious freedom and the encroachment on religious freedom. And I'm going, you're looking out, but you're forgetting what's here domestically, right?
They don't believe in religious freedom in this country. They absolutely do not. They've done everything possible to stamp it out. Jane's Revenge, the pro-abortion group, is now continuing to send threats to churches. They just sent one in Omaha. Zero interest from the Biden administration. This is after 6 months of domestic terrorism from the group because it's supported by the Biden administration. And even abroad, their idea of religious freedom is very narrow. Secretary of State Blinken just came to an anti-Israel group and threatened Israel not to allow Jews to pray on the Temple Mount, to allow religious freedom there. So their idea of religious freedom is entirely, you know, the Church of State and the Satanic Temple being able to go into schools. Abroad, they will kind of pay lip service to it, but they have absolutely no interest in it. They've done nothing about the repression, religious repression in Iran or anywhere in the Middle East. They've done nothing in China. China just convicted a Catholic cardinal in Hong Kong for participating in peaceful protests. I don't recall Biden even mentioning that.
Exactly. Daniel, with your eyes on what's going on with Islamic terrorism, certainly alive and well, and America is so vulnerable as our border, southern border, remains open. 162 countries have participated in, I don't know how else to describe it, but an invasion. And this is all on the watch of this current administration, the Joe Biden administration. How vulnerable is America based on your investigations and what you're seeing?
We're very vulnerable. There's no border security at all. We've got everybody coming through, including people on terrorist watch lists. We're very lucky that for now nothing major has happened, but it is important to remember that we've had multiple terror plots that keep getting broken up on a regular basis. We just tend not to be aware of it because they don't materialize into actual attacks. But that doesn't mean that we're going to keep being lucky. And beyond that, we're being demographically transformed in a very profound way with, you know, big consequences, and people wonder where Ilhan Omar came from. Well, we had this open door situation where we brought in huge numbers of people from a country that is anti-American, Islamist, and quite hostile to us. No, this is the consequence. And politics in Maine, politics in Minnesota, and other places have been transformed as a result. We're now bringing in huge numbers of Afghans, for example. We've got an open border that is just leaking people every day, and those people are intended to be able to stay here. They want to provide them with amnesty. They want to say these people, we don't want to provide these people with a pretext for remaining in the United States and being able to vote. So beyond that, there's a national transformation that is going to be absolutely devastating unless we act.
Well, Barack Obama announced it, right? 5 days prior, the fundamental transformation of America and his dream and vision, which it was interesting. I saw so many people plotting and all excited about this announcement of the fundamental transformation of America, but nobody asked the question, fundamental transformation to what? But we're starting to see this, and this is not by accident. This is deliberate. It is by design, is it not?
It is by design. We've seen this being enacted in other places in the world. It is meant to eliminate the Americans. You know, to eliminate America, you have to eliminate the Americans. And to do that, you can do it from different trajectories. We discussed one earlier, which is you go after the kids, you go after the schools, you reshape the youth from the ground up, and, of course, you also demographically transform America. You bring in huge numbers of people who are hostile to America, who are not interested in any of the values or being part of the American experiment. And combine those two things. You can campaign to just convince Americans to kill their kids, convince them not to have kids, destroy their kids at the school system, and then you bring in lots of other people who are hostile to America to have those kids. And this is the result. This is how you eliminate America. Mm-hmm.
Daniel Greenfield, Shulman Journalism Fellow at the Freedom Center, an investigative journalist, a writer focusing on the radical left and Islamic terrorism. Daniel Greenfield, thank you for being with us. God bless. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you again.
The support is sponsored by Amazon. Holiday procrastinators, we have news for you. Enjoy last-minute gift shopping when you shop small businesses in Amazon's store. Discover thoughtful and unique gifts you'll get on time with the quick and convenient delivery you love from Amazon. Customers can shop giftable products from small businesses featured in Amazon's Small Business Gift Guide and take inspiration from celeb favorites with curated small business picks from Ayesha Curry, Oprah Winfrey, and Kristen Cavallari. Shop categories like toys and home and not-so-boring stocking stuffers from women-owned, black-owned, family, and military-owned businesses. Amazon's Director for Small Business Empowerment, Kara Cusick, says,
at Amazon, we're proud to help hundreds of millions of customers discover incredible small business products. And this season, we've made it easier than ever to discover and support small businesses with our new Small Business Badge to help you easily identify products from small business brand owners and artisans while you shop.
To shop for unique last-minute gifts, head to amazon.com/supportsmall.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Weather is front and center this Tuesday. Much of the central United States, from the Rocky Mountains to the Midwest, are bracing Tuesday for blizzard-like conditions, while states further to the south were warned of the risk of flash flooding and tornadoes from a massive storm going across the country. An automatic recount confirmed Monday that Colorado Republican Representative Lauren Boebert won her re-election bid in the 3rd Congressional District against the Democrat challenger. President Biden will sign into law today Respect for Marriage Act that will codify same-sex and interracial marriages on the south lawn of the White House. The Department of Energy is planning to announce today a major scientific breakthrough of harnessing energy from nuclear fusion. Fusion can be turned on and off like a switch and does not create any long-lived radioactive nuclear waste. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Your opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal.
You know, Al Parada does everything. I mean, he's watching out for us. He is the proverbial bodyguard of our minds. Telling you, Al Parada, the managing editor of Stream.org, joins us now. Hey, Al, aloha. How are you, buddy?
Okay. Just don't start singing I Will Always Love You. I'm the bodyguard. Okay.
Okay. No, I promise.
Movie reference there in the morning.
Well, it's okay. Hey, have you seen the trailer for the new Whitney Houston movie?
Looks pretty amazing. Yeah, and it just reminds you just how great she was.
Oh yeah, absolutely. No, it's it makes and that's the thing. You get the totality of the spectrum there of just her talent and the pain, and you know, to be that good, it doesn't. It comes with a cost, and you know, for her, it cost her her life.
We get lost in the tawdry end and all that stuff. But again, like mm-hmm. the trailer, you're just reminded because you know as time was going on, it was just you know part of the day to day life. And yeah, she's in Mariah Carey, blah blah blah. Mm-hmm. You kind of lose track of it. But then when you stop and look and think about it and watch some of those performances. You just go, wow, we were blessed to have
Without a doubt.
To hear Whitney Houston which
right.
is in her prime.
Yeah, exactly.
And,
and fortunately, we have her records, you know, CDs, you know, and that you can hear that I'm so old school. I refer to records, but yeah, I mean, and of course we have video of her performances and that, such a blessing. And, you know, you think of all these artists, you know, that, you know, through the years have blessed us, you know, people like Prince and, you know, Elvis go, yeah, I mean, just go right down. I mean, it's just incredible. They're so unique And they can be such a hot mess. I mean, there's just something about that. You get so close to the fire, you can't help but self-destruct and burn yourself.
Yeah, and I'm emphasizing the positives here is I heard on a Christmas station, they played one of her Christmas songs. I guess it was from the movie, would have been The Preacher's Wife, which is Christmas themed. And, when she sings gospel-related music, when she sings that, she went to, she turned it up to 11, as as Spinal Tap would say, and you're right. With the faith, you know, we've lost too many too soon.
Right, exactly. And I like your reference, the fact that, you know, and because a lot of these artists, I mean, they start out, in, you know, Aretha Franklin in churches, you know, very well documented. Whitney, the same thing, her family. Elvis, I mean, one of my favorite CDs from Elvis is, you know, what they used to do is, I mean, he'd be, you know, busting his pick, you know, performing for people. And the stories are renowned that he'd be, you know, he and the Jordanaires would get together in, you know, after a Vegas event of the evening. Of course, it was like they all just ran together. But, like, you know, they'd start singing, you know, gospel songs at 2, 3 in the morning. They'd go till like 6, 7 in the morning after a full night show. It's amazing. But like you said, there's just something about, you know, gospel music of faith that just invigorates, and man, it's real special, especially when they have great voices like they do. So we've been very blessed. So you're all set for Christmas? Everybody's fine? I mean, you know, you got everybody moved now. Is there anybody left to move?
Just all the stuff that's around the house that's still not put where it needs to be. That's left. But yeah, it's getting there.
Thank God it lasts a month, you know, but because for all that you have to go through and decorating the house and everything, it's an ordeal. I mean, you do it, you know, in stages day by day, and then it looks all gorgeous and it's great and it's festive and you can't help but smile, especially when the lights are on, and it just, you know, kind of sets the mood for the whole season, doesn't it?
It's nice to see, and especially, you know, in the D.C. area, you know, I've had the home for the first time in 33 years. The little bit of the childhood vibe is coming through.
Oh, cool.
What temperatures, what Christmas is supposed to be.
Yeah, you got to have a little bit of chill, some white stuff on the ground. I mean, that's what we, even if you didn't grow up, I mean, I grew up in Southern California, but the imagery of it all, you know, I mean, we just, you know, we woke up always to sunshine, and maybe it might have gotten cold, you know, once in a while in Southern California, maybe down to a low 60. but nothing like, you know, what people in D.C. and the East Coast would endure. That aside, speaking of enduring, Elon Musk, boy, I'll tell you, what has he done here? He's pulled back the shroud on Twitter, and you can't help but think, if Twitter, then why not Facebook? You know, why not the rest of these, you know, media oligarchs and institutions? You know, how compromised are we, or are they?
Yeah, you know they're all playing from the same, you know, hymnal, so to speak.
Right.
In terms of the censorship, you know, we all know it. We all, as conservatives in the media, we know it. We saw what happened to our numbers. We saw what happened to our readership. We saw it. You know, or our staffers. I mean, you know, I'm still on the Twitter blog, for example. You know,
Well, they're freeing some. I mean, it's amazing how some of that is working out. All of a sudden, you wake up and you got, you know, 400,000 more followers just like that. It's like, what the heck happened, right? Yeah, surprise.
You know, it was like, you know, they were freed from like they were like in Brigadoon or something, and like all of a sudden they popped off. Whoa, where are we then? You know, mm-hmm. like they were taken away by aliens. It's like good. Maybe that's the.
Thank God. Thank God I got saved. I was locked up in Hillary Clinton jail here, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't even know I was a Twitter. I didn't know I was a follower of Hillary's, but now, I have been. I couldn't get out. It's like the Hotel California.
Oh, my gosh. That's a scary thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. And again, Elon Musk, what a beast. I mean, what he's doing is just so remarkable and exposing this stuff. And knowing we were right.
Yeah, all along. But we're tinfoil hat wearers. We're conspirators. Yeah. You know, we don't know what we're talking about. You know that the election was interfered. I mean, here the Democrats are claiming it. But again, it goes back to the best offense or best defense is an aggressive offense, right? So the very thing that they were accusing us of were the things that they were doing.
Yeah, and that's something that people need to understand when they talk. The idea is they're trying to clamp down on misinformation.
Yeah,
that was a strategy that was put in place by the folks who wanted to fortify the election.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, stop Trump from being reelected.
Right,
that was part of the strategy. We will attack anything that whatever Trump and supporters question. The election integrity, or question what's going on with the election, we'll call it misinformation.
Exactly.
They're really ahead of the game. That was part of the plan. And the fact that the FBI, which we pay for, was involved in this, knowing it wasn't in misinformation, knowingly saying stuff was misinformation when it was not, that is the biggest scandal in American history.
Did they double down, Al? I mean, because they got burnt, you know, after the Mueller investigation, they got burnt on this whole deal. And they felt like, okay, you know, we'll show him. I mean, you kind of have this sense of arrogance and hubris that they just couldn't help themselves, right?
Well, they tried in 2016. And when we say they, FBI, we're talking about some of the same people. Hey, Jake Baker, you know, general counsel of the FBI turned deputy counsel of Twitter. They failed in 2016. Somehow Trump won, and they vowed not to make the same mistake. The FBI vowed not to do it. Certainly, Twitter forces and the social media forces, they were not. Mm-hmm. They're weeping and gnashing teeth after Trump won it.
Oh, exactly. Well, you got the president. Yeah, what was it? The president of Google said this will never happen again. He's in tears.
Yeah,
right?
Why, we're not supposed to believe him when it happens?
Yeah, exactly. Got to go to break. We've got more from Al Parada. Stay right where you are.
Listen, you know, a new FDA ruling allows you now to be able to buy hearing aids over the counter with no prescription. You could save thousands of dollars. And if you want to know exactly how our hearing aids can help you hear better, we're offering 100 free hearing tests today. You can call right now and take our free over-the-phone hearing test. Then we'll tell you which hearing product you best qualify for and how you can save thousands of dollars with no prescription required. And all in the comfort of your home right over the telephone. You owe it to your family and friends to hear better today. Find out what you're missing. Call MD Hearing right now for your free hearing test and to save thousands of dollars on your new hearing aids. We make it easy for you to hear better. Here's our number.
800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. That's 800-470-1825.
At Total Wine & More, save big on what you love this December with hundreds of deals. Get up to 35% off over 200 different wines and spirits, including Cabernet, sparkling wine, single barrel bourbon, and so much more. These savings are huge, and even better, they're on top of prices that are already the lowest in town. Deals this good don't last long, so visit Total Wine & More to find yours. Love what you find at the lowest price, only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly, B21.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
You know, you hear music like this and you can't help but think Christmas, right? And I'm glad that we kind of got over that neurosis of, you know, oh, you can't say Merry Christmas, you know, Happy Holidays. You know, Al, that's the thing. I feel for these young kids. You know, they're doing better now. I think businesses have finally just accepted. Look, if somebody says Merry Christmas, say Merry Christmas. If they say Happy Holidays, say Happy Holidays. Instead of just trying to impose your blessing. I mean, after all, I mean, Merry Christmas is a blessing. And now you want to conditionalize how I bless you. I'm sorry. But, you know, we're just weird, aren't we? We've just overthought this so much. And all for what? For maybe 3%? 3% of the country kind of feels that way. And the rest, 97%, we're being held hostage by 3% of these angry people that, you know, they don't like Christmas, they don't want anything to do with Christmas, and they want to make sure nobody else has anything to do with Christmas, right?
Yeah, it's not just Christmas they don't have anything to do with, it's merriment.
Yes, yeah, joy. You can't have fun. I'm not having fun, yeah. You can't have fun, right?
Yes, how dare you have fun when the planet's burning up, when you know, everything else, whatever's going wrong, whatever's on the,
you know, whatever Greta is telling us how we should respond. You know, that's what I look to. You know, I don't even look at the weather anymore. I just check in with Greta. Greta, how are we doing here? Yeah. What's going on? Yeah. Oh God, you made my day. Unbelievable. You know, we were just saying, ladies and gentlemen, Al and I were talking, you know, the thing is so frustrating about all this stuff, because now that the truth is coming out, right, and you know, Twitter's laying all this stuff out, and so all the things that Al and I and everybody we've been talking about for so long that they said, you guys are just wear tinfoil and you're domestic terrorists and everything, it's like, oh, you know, they're wrong. And of course, they're not about to admit. There's no accountability whatsoever. And so when you want to, you know, come back and go, well, wait a minute, you lied here, you lied there, they go, so that's old news. It doesn't matter anymore. Why are you bringing that up?
It's like
I'm bringing it up because it's in my heart, in my mind, it's unresolved because you jerkwads, you know, have put us through all kinds of you know, all kinds of issues, you know, these last several years, and you just, you know, do all this destruction, and you think it's all okay, and you just walk away. You're like Harry Reid in the Well of the Senate, right? I mean, he destroys Mitt Romney, and then he laughs about it afterwards. Well, he didn't get elected president anyway. I mean, okay.
It works.
Yeah. unbelievable.
And that's just cynical. It's just cynical. Yeah, it worked. Trump's not president. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, it worked. Trump's not president. Yeah, you're paying $7 a gallon of gas. It worked. Yeah, your borders are wide open. Fentanyl coming in. 100,000 people dying. Your kids are dying. You know, kids are being abducted. Human trafficked. Yeah, it worked. Good idea, people. Really?
Yeah. It's crazy.
But we're but we're the idiots, Al. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny. The good news is you're seeing little signs of. I mean, I like today's brew. If people haven't seen it yet, I didn't want to get too gleeful about it, but it seemed like it was a pretty good day. You got Ben Britton fired or out of the Department of Energy. Mm-hmm. Bankman-Fried arrested, and more proof of. Twitter getting rid of its Trust and Safety Council.
Yes.
So it was, you know, draconian, and the censors, the censor board, basically.
Can you imagine this generation of performance trophy types? They're in their fetal position. They don't know what to do with themselves. They've thrown themselves on the ground. They're sucking their thumb because, you know, their cheese got moved. You know, they had all power and control all this period of time. And finally, 97% of America woke up, and thank God for Elon Musk, who's kind of like starting the bonfire here, you know, to get things going and opening this stuff up. And you sit there and go, I think Jack Dorsey, the rest of them, Zuckerberg, are just hoping that, you know, this goes through its regular news cycle. It passes by. And just like the kid that did all the, the latest Bernie Madoff, episode with Bitcoin and everything else, who they finally arrested. But he was just hoping, well, I'm going on, you know, my merry way, no big deal, until all of a sudden, you know, he's in handcuffs. And that's what needs to happen with these people for flat out lying to the American people, lying to Congress. I mean, what's more egregious, them lying to Congress or lying to the American people, Al?
Yeah, and the thing is, you know, if the SWAT teams can go raid Roger Stone for lying to Congress, at least we can, I'll say we have to have like a big purple off for some of these people, a big show of force with massive guns, but still, some of these people should face consequences, criminal consequences, especially the federal agents, the FBI agents. Yes. And anyone else was there was a government employee who used a position to lie in the 2020 election to get rid of Trump. That's a 21st century coup.
Exactly. Well, and the other thing too, Al, that just galls me is how much money did they cost innocent citizens to defend themselves? Some couldn't defend themselves, so they just went straight to jail. You know, even though they were innocent, because they just they got siege worked by our own government officials on our dime, and they are, you know, breaking people down and causing them to, you know, end up in bankruptcy. For what?
Yeah.
But they don't care.
Yeah.
You know, it's okay. You know,
we know what's coming with the Twitter files is the censorship of information involving COVID. That's why I see that.
Yeah,
what they did there, and that is going to be huge. That is going to be, you know, the censorship of opinions who are people raising red flags about the vaccines, raising red flags about lockdowns. They're saying lockdowns are going to be very harmful to children. Mm-hmm. They were trying to shout it from the rooftops, and they were shut down. And now our kids are hurt. These people hurt our kids.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is how do these celebs, how do LeBron James and, you know, these stars, actors and actresses and recording artists, how do they feel in supporting, putting their face on these announcements to encourage their followers, their sphere of influence, to take the jab? And now you've got all these young people suddenly falling dead.
Yeah.
What's all that about?
and not just like to try to convince people to take the jab, but canceling people.
Oh yeah.
Said no. And
yeah,
ostracizing them.
Yeah, we're going to vaccine shame you. Right.
Yes. That, you know, that to me is the most worst. It's like, you know, if you fought it, people took it on their chin. People lost jobs. And people said, we're the celebrities now, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, in California, Al, you know, they've got the medical board. And I don't think it's an official medical board. I'm not exactly what they're calling it. But, you know, Gavin Newsom's got his board his little Stasi board that he's put together. And he's marching in doctors. How dare they, that saved the lives of people. We had a friend down in Imperial Valley. He and his partner, 10,000. Over 10,000 people, Al, they kept out of the hospital for COVID, off a ventilator, and surviving very well, thank you very much. Of those, and nobody died. And all they employed was practical medicine, knowledge and science that was empirical, that was flat out being ignored by the CDC and Dr. Fauci at all. And it was just, you know, a basic regimen, over-the-counter, you know, vitamin supplementation to fortify people's immunity and to do it right away. Don't wait. And it saved lives. And instead of, you know, making them, you know, men of the year or even in acknowledging what they did to save lives, they've got to march in front of this tribunal threatening their license.
Wow. Need to have all 10,000 of their patients show up.
Yeah, but these knuckleheads won't get it. They don't get it. They're so ideologically, you know, how dare you? How dare you question, you know, my authority? Well, because your authority needs to be questioned because you're killing people and you're getting away with it. You know, the governor of New York can get away with it. You know, no big whoop. I mean, this is so egregious. I just can't even believe that this is the America that we live in right now, that a group of people, you know, a bunch of partisan hacks can destroy the American dream and the American people in mass like this.
So, and so quickly. And I was going back to the idea that what happens when there is another virus that comes along.
That's the scary part. Yeah, but most of the people have been conditioned. They were fear, you know, they were fear mongered and backed in a corner. And at the point where they're, you know, they're giving the hairy, ugly, bad eye toward the neighbor because the neighbor walked outside the house without wearing a mask. I mean, the division, the anger that they promoted through fear. Thank you very much. And then we re-elect him into office. I mean, we're messed up. We need therapy.
Yes. We need therapy. We need a little Christmas. We need a little Christmas now.
We need a lot of Christmas now. Let's just set this stuff aside and realize this was a bad nightmare, Al Parada.
Yes.
And we just can't have these things. And the leaders, I guess, are finding out that the American people are waking up and they're going, oh, my God, Al, they are naked.
Yeah. That's 2013 right there.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I think we're going to wrap it up right here because we're going to go out and buy some Hunter Biden art, you know, support the cause, huh? What do you think?
Support the cause, yes.
Hey, Merry Christmas. Al Parada, you're awesome. Thank you, buddy, from Stream.org.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.